This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Kids are spending less and less time outside. And with the bitter cold these past two winters, many retreated inside even more. And now, as snow has morphed into mud, kids are cautioned to stay clear of that, too. But some alternative educational programs are bucking the trend. Based in nature, their kids are outside most all of the time, even in cold or wet weather. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas visits several of these local programs to see how they do it and why.
I'll try.
Some people jump through hoops for their job. A 20-degree morning last month found me squeezing through a small opening into a snow cave.
You can do it, Barbara.
Inside, I joined five children and their teacher at Blossom Home Preschool in Southeast Ann Arbor.
Good morning to you, Natalia. Good morning to you, Barbara.
This is where we always come for morning circle.
There's no whining here about the cold. The children are all snug in warm clothes, but I'm not as well prepared.
We have waterproof gloves.
Indeed, they seem impervious to the bitter cold as they work to create a window in the cave, busily taking turns drilling through the thick wall of snow with a big metal auger.
This turns around.
What are you making?
I'm making a hole. See? And that hole. That's where it's smoke. So I'm going to go in and see if that hole is the hole over there.
Okay. Later, we're off to adventures in Burr Park, heading towards a big pile of snow they've named Ice Mountain.
Ice Mountain!
We just spent hours climbing up and down that and sliding and making all these games with no toys whatsoever. And they learn all kinds of things about how to relate with each other and how to move their bodies and...
Janine Palms owns Blossom Home Preschool. She feels too much time inside can have negative repercussions.
But one of the remedies for ADD, ADHD, is for kids to be outside for a half an hour. And they see huge differences. But kids don't even walk to school anymore.
But it's not all undirected free play.
This is the very first wet meadow, built in 97.
So do the kids come out here and play in it?
They don't play in it, because they're not that kind of thing. But they do a lot of the stewardship of it, collect seeds and pull invasives.
Do early years of learning about nature in nature make a difference later in life? Here's former Blossom student Yusuf Rabhi.
An understanding after a rain, we'd go out and we would like follow water from where it fell and where it flowed and into the storm drains. And then we would go to the creek and we'd check out the sediment and we'd check out the insects and we'd see all the connectivity of how everything was impacted by the whole creek shed, basically.
We're in a greenhouse at the Mathai Botanical Gardens, where Rabhi is volunteer programs coordinator. He's also a Washtenaw County commissioner and says this ecosystem view of how everything affects everything else has carried over into his work in politics.
Is a huge part of how I make decisions.
He says his preschool years influenced his decision to major in environmental studies in college.
I had pre-learned a lot of the things that I then learned again in college when I was, you know, in preschool, which I thought was pretty cool.
I asked him if his preschool years would have been so influential if they'd been held indoors.
Absolutely not. I mean, it really couldn't have. We wouldn't have been able. I mean, what I remember isn't the time inside. I remember the time when we were outside.
In Europe, preschools that are held outside, regardless of weather, are called forest kindergartens. While common in Germany and Scandinavia, there are only a handful in North America. Why so slow to catch on here?
Most of the challenges are that it is labor-intensive. There's a lot of planning that goes in. But once you are prepared, you're going to have a great day.
Tara Habeck is owner of Floricita Forest Kindergarten, which is right next door to Blossom Preschool, and spends even more time outside than does Blossom, nearly 100%. In fact, they carry a tent with them wherever they go to eat snack in and to protect against the elements.
The tent is so light, we can always put that up. Rain or shine or snow or So that is it's a lifesaver.
Have you gotten caught in thunderstorms in the tent?
No, if there is any chance of thunderstorms, we will not go out. There's, you know, even a 40% chance of thunderstorms, then we are going to have a yard day.
In rainy weather, the Floricita yard turns into a mud puddle paradise. She points to 6 pairs of kid-sized insulated waders ready for action. For cold weather, she requires each family to rent from Floricita a full uniform of multiple layers of specialized outdoor gear.
So this blocks wind up to 40, 50 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And it's
so light.
Yep. It's extremely light. It has a nice soft plush in it. Yeah. It's fleece. And so this pile, if some snow gets in the neck or a child is sweaty, it wicks moisture and it dries extremely quickly.
Jason Ledbetter is a parent. He loves how the gear allows his children to enjoy playing outside regardless of the weather.
I like to get them outside so they don't look at a screen all the time. They can run around and use up more energy. And in Michigan, I want them to be winter sportsmen. So for their whole lives, they'll enjoy the cold and the snow.
Ledbetter feels the outdoor play has multiple benefits.
First of all, they learn better balance. I mean, if you learn to balance when you're little, I think it'll stay with you for your whole life.
Habeck says the kids learn physical skills at their own pace.
The climbing the porcupine trees, the three-year-olds, they'll start at the bottom, and maybe they can't even get up, and they watch the other children or the larger children. Well, they'll come down and they'll help them and they'll show them the way and they'll get a little bit further. And then by the end of their second year here, I mean, they're in the top of the tree.
While age 6 is the oldest at Blossom and Floricita, there is a local once-a-week outdoor program for homeschoolers age 7 to 12. It's called Coyote Nature Explorers, and it's run by Rowena Conahan of the Nature Learning Community.
So see how I'm trying to make sure that there's a mass of tinder above the heat spot?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the flames are going to go.
As long as there's smoke, there's something alive in there.
We're in a woods that's blanketed by snow. Conahan is giving tips on lighting a fire without matches by catching sparks from flint onto a tinder of dried weeds. A daunting task even for adults, the main ingredient seems to be persistence.
Really smoking a lot.
Starting to burn.
No, we need that under. Fire goes up.
But after about a half hour, sure enough.
Okay.
Finally.
I got it.
Everybody step back.
Goody, you got it started.
Now the kids can roast their snack over the fire on sticks they've whittled themselves.
That is a sweet fire.
Gail Quarton is here today with her 2 grandsons. She's noticed a big difference in them after attending this program.
And they have an unbelievable appreciation for the natural world.
She's wary of the current focus on electronic indoor play.
Well, when I grew up, we could live outside. And we did. And I'm really happy to have the kids have this, because it's their version of being able to do that.
She knows outdoors in all weather can take some getting used to, but
I think once they start, they don't want to quit because it feels right. You know, it's part of their nature.
The freedom to play, explore, and learn in nature is fast disappearing, but from these local programs, it appears it can be a safe and valuable part of children's lives. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.
The Green Room is a regular WEMU feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard on the last Friday of each month as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.